Hello.
Yes, Jose in?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Jose, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
With who?
With Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, very good. How can I help you today?
Yeah, not sure if you remember. We spoke earlier this summer about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back towards October, so you guys are doing out there in Lake Worth.
But what is it you offer me?
We finance equipment. I'm not sure if it was a new truck you had in mind or, you know, just some capital, some unsecured cash, but you told me to give you a call back around October to check up on you guys.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, listen, what about refinancing?
Yeah, we do refinance. What are you looking to refi? Some loans or what's going on?
Well, my truck. My truck.
Okay, yeah. Did you buy it personal or is it for the business?
No, for the business. It's a tow truck. It's an international 2015. I'm not sure how much is my balance. I think it's like $40,000.
Oh, yeah, sure. Should be, no problem with that. How long ago did you get it?
2 years ago. I'm still making payment. Like I say, it's a $40,000 balance.
40 remaining?
Yeah.
I gotcha. How much was it originally for?
110.
110? So you paid off quite a bit.
Well, yeah, I put a down payment like $50,000, $60,000.
Oh, okay. Did you just use all cash for that?
Yeah.
Nice. And what kind of payments are those like right now? Are you paying monthly or?
Monthly, yeah. $1,000 every month.
You said $1,000 every month?
Yep.
How much longer you have on that term? Is it a few more years or?
I think it's like 3 years more. I had it for 2 years. Yeah, 3 years more. 2 more years.
Okay, probably like a standard 5 year.
Yeah.
Cool. And what kind of rate was that, too?
I'm not sure. I think that was like 8.9 or 8.75. Or I know they got me on 8.9, something like that.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We also have a, match review policy over here as well, too. So if you want to just shoot me over the, the contract whenever we go ahead and, move forward with this, that way I can get that breakdown and, get you something better to work with since we're looking to refi it as well. But yeah, I mean, when are we looking to be doing that? As soon as possible, or?
Yeah, this is something that I've been thinking about doing it. I was also thinking this morning going to my bank and see if they can refinance that truck.
Okay.
I need to find out how much is my balance first.
Right. Have you approached anyone else about that, or just kind of had the bank in mind?
No,
nobody.
Just you call and I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I gotcha. Why were you originally looking to refi that one too? Did you not like the payments on that or the rate? Or
yeah,
I mean,
too high. Yeah,
too high
in the interest.
Okay, so you wanted to get a lower rate and lower monthly payments, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You got it.
So then would you be maybe looking to stretch it out for a longer term then to make that happen?
Well, I mean, I just got 3 more years. If I get the same, well, less amount.
Right. No, definitely. And what kind of truck was it, too? Was it like a tow truck, a sleeper? I mean.
Yeah, it is a tow truck. It's a flatbed, a rollback. 2015 International 4300.
4300. You said it was an international?
Yeah.
Where all do you travel with that one? Do you guys go all over?
No, it's just local here on West Palm Beach.
Is that where, all the...
Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida, yeah.
Okay. You guys don't go, over state lines or...
No, we don't do that, no.
It's just all down there in Palm Beach?
Yeah.
Cool, I gotcha. Who'd you end up bringing that on with, too? Was that with, was it United, you said, or...
I don't even know who's the
vendor.
Well, my vendor was international.
International, that was the word.
Yeah.
Okay, and I mean, how's it been working with them? I mean, do you like it? Have you had a good experience, or just kind of wanted to get that rate taken care of?
Not pretty good. Everything's cool. Like I say, it's not been no issue.
Mm-hmm.
That means coming out of my account every month.
Right. And you're still, current on that? You haven't had any issues with those payments?
No.
Okay, cool. And
same month, same day.
Cool. And yeah, just, you know, wanted to get that out of the way as well. And, you know, just since we're on the, you know, the topic, do you guys have any more equipment you were looking to bring on for the end of 2016? Anything for that tax write-off or just kind of, you know, refining that past truck?
Oh, okay. Well, see, I don't know anything about that. Maybe something I can do. I don't know. That help my taxes
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So basically at the end of the year, there's a tax deductible and the cap is $500,000. So basically if you bring on equipment and, you know, hit that cap, you're not going to have to pay the taxes on it. You're going to get, your equipment's going to cover for that. So you're basically paying your taxes and all that with the equipment that you're buying. So, you know, it's a, you know, huge advantage. You know, you can bring that equipment on, kind of let it pay for itself, get the money out of that as well, and kind of get away from those taxes. So, you know, kind of why we have a lot of businesses bring on equipment towards the end of the year with taxes coming up.
Okay. And what was your name again?
My name's Patrick, and I'm calling with Cardiff. I'll shoot you over my information. What's a good email for you, man?
Sure. Jacy Rubin. JacyRubin.
Mm-hmm.
At AOL.com.
AOL.com. So I got JC Rubin, R-U-B-E-N, at AOL.
You got it.
Perfect, perfect. Just kind of a few more questions real quick. I got to get out of the way. You know, some more of our factors over here since we're looking to get this refied. What kind of sales did you guys do for last year, for 2015, for annual sales? You maybe have a ballpark on that?
Because I'm local and I'm independent, I'm not with the county or anything like that. We do like $80,000 to $100,000.
What are you guys tracking for this year?
Probably the same, because I've noticed that the amount every week doesn't change.
Okay.
The same amount.
What kind of what kind of towing business do you guys have? Is it like for, you know, wreckers? Do you guys like transport stuff?
Well, just broken vehicles.
So just the wrecks?
Customers, yeah, dealers.
Did you guys have a lot of, a lot more business with the, you know, the recent weather down there in Florida, or did that not really affect you guys?
Well, it wasn't too bad right here on West Palm Beach. It was not bad at all, and we basically didn't have any work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was hiding in their houses.
Right.
It was not too bad. It wasn't too bad. It was no Florida or anything like that.
Just a little rain and, you know, wind and stuff.
Yeah.
That's always good, too. And what's your personal credit like as well?
I think it's okay. It's like 750, I guess, or 8. Or I know it's around 7.
Okay. When's the last time you maybe had that check?
A couple weeks ago. I got the app on my cell phone. Let me see what the number of the app.
Oh, no, you're fine. Kind of like a credit report.
Credit Karma.
Credit Karma. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, just kind of want to know a ballpark on that. And then for taxes for this last year, do you guys end up getting those filed and everything for 2015 for the business?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No no extensions, anything like that on it?
No.
Do you guys have any current loans out as well right now? Any, you know, current capital loans, any other maybe line of credit, anything like that for the business?
No, nothing.
Do you guys typically kind of just, you know, finance everything yourself with, you know, just cash outright or?
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right, well, so how this will work then, I'm going to shoot over the application from you, and it's a very simple, straightforward one-page application. That's basically all we're going to need to get this refied. Along with that, I'm going to need, do you still have the contract letters for the truck, like kind of a breakdown where it has?
Yeah, I think I have it. I think I needed it the other day, and for my accounting people,
mm-hmm.
And I got I think I have it. If I don't have it, then I'll find it from the dealer.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, we just need some kind of, verification so we can get that breakdown, especially since we're looking to refi it, too.
Okay.
And then,
what kind of looking for?
What was that? I'm sorry?
What kind of interest do you think you can offer me?
It's going to be, I'm shooting for something lower than that 8.9. I'll try and, you know, I'm not too sure. I can't give you really a set a set number right now without processing the application. You know, I've basically, you know, talked to you for about 10 minutes here. You know, I got to get the overall health of the business, whatnot, things like that. But, you know, like I said earlier, too, we do have a match or beat policy. So that's kind of why I needed the breakdown on that contract letter for the truck. So if you go ahead and get that over to me, then I can definitely get you something better to work with than 8.9. And along with those monthly payments that you said around, you know, 1K. So, you know, that's my goal over here. That's what we're going to be trying to do with that. All I'll need from you is just that one-page app. And then the other thing we require is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements to get the health of the business. And one of our, you know, main factors here is that annual sales. You know, we're going to base a lot of what you do off of the sales you bring in, not so much credit and, you know, those other factors like a local bank would. So.
Oh, I see. You know what happened, Patrick?
Yeah, what's up?
That was one of my issues before, because when I was trying to find a loan for my truck,
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't get any loan from any bank because, unfortunately, a lot of my sales, there's got cash money,
mm-hmm.
and the money it shows in the bank is only mm-hmm. the money that I use to pay my bills.
Yep, and exactly. I was just going to say I run into that issue a lot. Do you bank at all? Do you use the banks at all? Or are you strictly cash?
Cash.
So you guys don't.
Every once in a while, I get a check.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like company checks. I don't get no personal checks.
Oh yeah, so, no worries. Just wondering, do you guys, you know, have a even business bank account at all, or do you just kind of keep it all?
No. We do have a bank account.
What's on average? Because, you know, there's still ways we can work around this, too. But, you know, what are those accounts like, too? I mean, do you ever have any negative days? Are they pretty low?
No. Like I say, there's always just enough money to pay the bills.
Uh-huh.
Enough money. Let's say $1,000 for the truck. So the money is there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say $1,000 for the insurance. The money
mm-hmm.
is there.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to you buy parts for my truck, I buy in cash. I don't mm-hmm. use that account. So,
okay.
So, you know, it's going to show the money that I deposit to pay the bill. So,
right, yeah. No, I got you. Right. So, yeah, basically you're just using that for bills.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. What's the monthly average like that on that mood? You maybe know a ballpark? Are you looking like about $2,000 a month in that account, or... maybe around 10 or...
Well, let me see. It's a 1, 2, let's say 3, about $4,000 a month.
You said 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we should be able to get around that. You know, I definitely love to at least give it a try with you. Usually when we run into these situations, the only time we have issues is when we have negative endings or, you know, accounts that have, you know, a few hundred at the end of the month. And, you know, I definitely understand that, you know, you guys run in cash. You know, I work with, you know, tons of businesses that are in the same exact situation. The cash, though, you know, that part is, you know, it's on a, you know, your word versus my word basis. You know what I mean? We don't have, you know, actual proof like with the bank accounts. So, you know, I gotcha, and I know how, you know, that's how the business works, not an issue, but... what we will base it off is those bank accounts. So, I mean, if you still would be interested in looking to go forward, you know, I'd love to give it a try. Sounds like the bank accounts, you know, shouldn't be too much of an issue, but, you know, I definitely love to give it a try at least. All it is 6 months of the most recent ones, and you can just download a PDF straight online, whatever you're on, even screenshot on your phone and shoot that over to me. That's basically about it. And then just a copy of the most recent tax return for the business so we can get you as the, you know, the sole owner for you guys.
Gotcha. All right, Patrick. Send me that app and see what we can do.
All right. When do you think you get that back to me too? I know it's Friday and everything, but
as soon as I get to the computer or to my house or my office.
Okay, I gotcha. You guys, yeah, no worries. I know it's Friday too. You got anything exciting coming up this weekend out there in Florida?
No, work.
You got you a Dolphins fan out there?
I guess, but you know what? No, man, I'm more like soccer team.
What was that? Soccer?
I'm more like soccer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. All right, man, well, I'll shoot you over that email, and I'll keep my eye out for that, Jose.
All right, thanks, man.
Yep, thanks.